Advent at Gardner-Webb University for Friday, December 23rd, written and read by Meredith Rowe, Assistant Professor of Biology.
As we near the end of this season of Advent, this season of waiting and preparation, our excitement and anticipation grow. That great light who will lift our darkness emerges on the horizon, but still we wait. Just as we sit during a musical prelude to prepare our hearts and minds for worship, here we sit during our prelude to the Christmas season to prepare our hearts and minds for the arrival of Christ. In our reading today from 2 Samuel 7, David is expressing his gratitude for the promises of enormous blessings he has just received from the Lord. "And now, O Lord God, you are God, and your words are true, and you have promised this good thing to your servant." Verse 28. David receives these blessings with a heart of humility and gratitude. As I reflect on the last year of my job search and transition to Gardner-Webb, I cannot help but echo David's gratitude for God's blessings. Although my search was not an easy process, I see God's grace in the patience and guidance of my family, mentors, and coworkers. I also see God's hand at work during my initial conversations with those who would become my colleagues. For me, this year was a season of waiting to hear God's call and of preparation to participate actively in this new calling. I am so profoundly grateful for God's blessings during this time of transition, but I am also grateful for the sense of belonging and community that I have found here at Gardner-Webb. My hope and prayer is that today you will take time to reflect on this Advent season and this year. Before the church services and family celebrations begin, before the tables are laden and the gifts are given, take time to reflect on the blessings you have experienced. They may have taken the form of a new phase of school, a job transition, the smile of a newborn baby, or something else entirely. Whatever the way, undoubtedly each of us has experienced enormous blessings. I pray that during this season, we find ourselves truly grateful.